Hello, my name is Kevin Chavez, and the person I will be interviewing today is Ricardo Cervantes. The date is March 19th, 2018. Before we start, Ricardo, may I interview you and use your voice in my interview?
Yes, you may record.
Okay, let's get started. Ricardo, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on you in life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that that person taught you?
The most influential person in my life is my dad, because he taught me to always respect everybody I know, and he taught me how to drive, he taught me how to walk, he taught me to do everything in my life, and yeah.
Okay, my second question. Can you describe one of your happiest memories and one of your saddest memories in life?
One of my happiest moments in life is when I finally graduated high school, because I felt independent for once. I went and got my own job. I went and got a new car, and I went off to college. And the saddest moment of my life was when my grandma had to go back to Mexico. It was sad because she spent the whole life with me. She took care of me like she was my own mother, my second mother.
Okay, now I will ask you my third question. What are you most proudest of? Why does it make you feel proud? And if you could go back and change that one thing that makes you more proud, would it be bigger or smaller than it already is?
The proudest moment of my life was when I finally bought my own car. I felt proud because I finally had a car. I spent with my own money. I worked hard for it. And if I had to go back and see, like, reflect on it, I wouldn't change a thing, because it was one of my goals after high school.
Okay, my fourth question. What is your earliest memory in life, and how did it affect you growing up?
My earliest memory was when I went to Mexico, because it changed me. Because I realized where I came from and how my ancestors lived and continued living.
Okay, next question. What was the most important historical event you lived through, and how do you feel about it?
The most important historical event I lived through was when Barack Obama was elected as president, because it was amazing to see change in a color society, where people judge you of how you live and how you are because of only your race, and to see a president become a president, be black and be accepted as who they are, is amazing to see.
How has your life been different than what you'd imagine?
My life has been different than I imagined, because I've been doing pretty great things in college, passing all my classes. I've been having a lot of credits. I went to summer school just to get even more credits. And I accomplished a lot of things in such little time, and it's crazy to believe.
When you get older, how would you like to be remembered, and why?
I want to be remembered as a person with a lot of values, someone with a great personality, someone who never gave up, and someone who was a hard worker and had a lot of determination. And also someone who had a lot of respect towards everybody. I want all my friends and family to remember me as those things, because that's the person I am.
Okay. Since you've entered the real world and have had real world experiences and seen what the real world is like, have you built any new values for yourself?
I have built new values for myself, because now that I work, I realize that you have to have a lot of patience for all the customers that test your patience. And now that I work, I realize that you have to get your money by working hard. I used to tell my parents to give me money and give me money, and I didn't realize that you have to pay bills and all that, and it's actually hard to get a lot of money. And I'm thankful that they did give me money. They did care about me. They did take care of me. But now I also helped them with the bills, because I realized how hard it actually is. And now I pay my car insurance, I pay my phone, I help with some bills, and I realize how the real world actually is.
Okay. My next question is, when in life have you felt most alone, and how did it make you feel?
I've never actually felt alone in my life because I've always had great support from my family, my friends, and my parents. Everybody has supported me on anything I do, including schoolwork, like what job I'm gonna get, what career I'm gonna choose. They always seem to give me their opinion, even though I don't even like the opinion. They still support me on my opinion and what I'm going to actually do.
Once you finish college, what are your three main goals in life and how are you going to achieve them?
My three main goals in life are to graduate college, move into my own apartment, and have my dream job. First, I'm going to have to pass all my classes and finish all my credits. College is a very difficult step in my life, but I know I can do it. As soon as I'm done with college, I want to move into my own apartment. Because I need to move into my apartment and learn how to be more independent and learn how to take care of my own self. My dream job is to become an FBI agent. I might have to go into the army, but although I don't really want to. But of course, I'm going to be a cop first and begin my journey into the FBI.
How did you choose your career choice and how are you going to work to get there? What things are you going to do to get there?
Let's see. Well, ever since a kid, my interest was law enforcement, and I grew up watching shows that showed me how FBI agents go to work and live their daily lives. So I chose my career choice very early, and to get to where I want to be, I'm going to work hard and try hard in school. I might have to go to police academy to first become a cop, then like 30s, maybe even older, is when you're able to apply for the FBI. And for the FBI, you have to go through psychology, all these different, like, physical tests, a mind test, in order to be in the FBI, and you have to do the honor pledge or something like that to actually be in the FBI. And if they don't trust you, of course, you can't be in the FBI.
Okay. After high school, do you think personally it is better to go to a community college or a 4-year right away? Why or why not?
I think it's best to go to community college because personally, when I graduated high school, I was unsure of what I wanted to do just in case I wasn't able to become an FBI agent. So I think going to community college is good to figure out what you want in life. And it also saves you a lot of money because if you go to your general classes, do everything like, say, CSUN or whatever other good school you go to, then you're going to spend like a lot of money, hundreds of money on just like one class instead of like $60 I come to community college.
Since you've entered the real world, what real world experiences have you experienced that have changed you as a person? And do you have any tips for the real world that you can give me?
Yes, I now start to realize that the world is a very hard place to get adjusted to, and it throws a lot at you, but you have to stay strong. One tip I can give you is always stay calm and always follow your dreams, even when people tell you that you can't accomplish anything. Nothing is possible in this world. I know this because I am now accomplishing things that I never thought I would.
What motivates you to get through all of your schoolwork and going to work every day, and how does it help you get through all of the obstacles you have to get through in life?
I'm motivated because I know one day school will finally pay off and I will make good money and not get paid minimum wage anymore. Balancing school and work can be tough because I work almost every single day and it's hard to do anything else on my days off but study and homework. It's all about balancing your school and work and always be motivated to achieve and know that you can accomplish great things in life and know that one day it will finally pay off.
Now that we are at the end of the interview, I would like to thank you for your time. And I have one more question. Since you have left high school, did you regret not accomplishing any things? And do you recommend that I do anything before I leave high school?
The only thing I truly regret is not playing sports. Some of my friends played football, but the rest of us didn't. And I always felt that I wanted to join the team. I recommend you to join like a sport or a club of your interest, because it's something that you'll always remember for the rest of your life, especially if it impacts you in a strong way. Like, I know my friends will always remember the, like, everything, all the memories, all the things they did. This great feeling of playing the sport of football.
Okay, Ricardo, thank you for your time, and this was a very great interview.